Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Living Smart and Well, the best of Inez Bracey. Inez is currently traveling the world, and each week she will keep you up to date on her adventures when she lets you know where in the world is Inez at the beginning of each show. We hope you enjoy this encore presentation of Living Smart and Well. And now, here is Inez Bracey.
Good afternoon. This is Inez with another edition of Where in the World is Inez. Be sure to friend me on Facebook, that's Inez.Bracey, and follow me on Twitter, that's Inez Bracey. Also, I'd appreciate very much if you would like us on iTunes. And when you go to iTunes, if you're listening on iTunes, there is a place there where you can like us, and I'd really appreciate that. This has been another amazing week in Shenzhen, China. I'm still on my gastronomic delightful tour, sampling the many different delicacies of China. And my taste buds are dancing in anticipation for each and every meal. It's so amazing how in America we have breakfast foods, and I have discovered that in other countries we don't have breakfast foods. We just eat whatever it is we desire, and it has been an absolute unbelievable pleasure. This week has also been a week of pampering. Had my hair, manicure, pedicure, and facial, all definitely heavenly, because it was such an experience to just be pampered. This is the first place that I have ever been where, when I got my hair washed, I was placed on a massage table with my head over the, laying flat on my back with my head over the bowl to have my hair washed. But it not only included getting my hair washed, it was a 45-minute session with massage of my head, massage of my back and my arms. Amazing! And when I got off that table, I was so very relaxed, and my hair felt like silk. One of the things that impressed me about this experience is they are not really accustomed to doing black hair. And I was probably the first person whose hair is like mine that they have ever had the pleasure of doing. I was impressed with them because they took on the challenge and did a fabulous job. And they did not act as if it were something that they were unsure of. They just did what they do. They washed my hair. And it felt really, really silky when they finished. It was so amazing. Then I toured the Longjing Temple and Museum. This was very impressive because of the quality of everything in the museum and around the museum. It was also a calming Zen experience. It was very relaxing. Even though it was a tour, it was still very relaxing. And it's just been simply amazing. I also enjoyed the museum at the temple. There were so many artifacts, and we walked and walked and walked for what seemed like hours as we looked at all the different artifacts of China. It was an awesome experience to have. And then my friends took me with them to karaoke. Karaoke here is a really big thing. So we went to karaoke, and I started to sing. They quickly said to me it would be okay if I didn't sing. I could just sit and enjoy everything else. That was kind of funny because, yes, I know what my voice is like, and I know it's not something that people really enjoy. I enjoy my singing, but for most people, they could really do without it. As soon as I am able, I will be posting pictures on Facebook for all the things that I have done and all the places that I have been to since I have been here in China. And the wonderful, delightful people that I am meeting. One of the things that I am finding is as I am introduced to people, they are very accepting. But I also notice, in fact, I called it to my friend's attention today that when we are together and people look at me and they see me for the first time, they do a double take. They look back quickly to make sure that I am what they saw. She said, yes, I know. I've been noticing that. Are you just paying attention to that? And I said, yeah, I noticed that they look at me, but, you know, that's okay. Babies, on the other hand, they just stare. They have not seen anyone who looks like me, so they just stare. Anywhere from 5 years down, they just stare. And I wave at them and smile at them and do the peekaboo thing with them. And we just have a grand old time. So, yes. Oh, one other thing, too, I'd like to mention. This is the rainy season in China, especially in South China where I am. And I can promise you that it is not giving us any respect by not raining. It is raining every single day, sometimes very, very hard, and they're having some flooding in some areas. I am blessed because where I am, we are not having any flooding. So it has been another fantabulous, awesome, over-the-top week. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my time here in China, because we will be going out to a province where I can experience some of the countryside. Right now I'm in the city. And once I get to the countryside, I'll tell you about that all next week. My wish for you this week, my wish is that you create the most fantabulous, over-the-top, out-of-the-park week that you have ever had. Take off your limitations and think without limits. If it comes into your mind and it's something that you want to do as one of your desires, I am asking that you go ahead and get started on it, get it done, because this is our life. It is our only life. So it is entirely up to us, entirely up to us to create whatever that life is we desire. This is Inez with Where in the World is Inez. Go out and create your most fantabulous week. I will be back again next week with another Where in the World is Inez. Are you ready to pamper yourself with luxury that is within reach? As a loyal listener, you can now get cash back, rebates of up to 30%, and discounts up to 60% while shopping at over 1,100 of your favorite stores. You deserve it. Let yourself go wild at loveloyaltysuperstore.com, where paying retail price is a thing of the past. I've experienced this fabulous internet savings mall and highly recommend it to you. Be sure to visit loveloyaltysuperstore.com to enjoy shopping in a whole new way at loveloyaltysuperstore.com. And welcome to the Inez Bracy Show, Living Smart and Well. I promised you I would talk about letting go, and I like to call it the art of letting go, because there is an art and a science to allowing ourselves to release those things that no longer serve us and just to let it go. Sometimes we wonder, well, you know, if you're letting it go, where is it going? Away from you. That's the whole idea, away from you, whether it's mind, body, or spirit. It is going away from you, and that is the beauty of it all, because it can. The Dalai Lama says, most of our troubles are due to our passionate desire for and attachment to things that we misapprehend as enduring entities. I love that quote, and I'll tell you why. Because we see things in one way, and it's not serving us, but we are still holding on. We're holding on to relationships that don't serve us, and that's a common theme. We are all human, and it's common for humans to hold on to things because we have that attachment to it. Many of the things that we hold on to is because we think we are avoiding being hurt, but yet we find when we really start to dissect it and look at it, it's causing us a lot of pain. So why is it so difficult to let go? Why is it so hard to give up a bad habit or an ex-lover, or to give up those things that, even clothes, for goodness sakes, clothes that we haven't worn in 5-6 years, why is it so hard to give up these things? I think the truth is that most of us suffer from not wanting to feel empty. And let me take clothes for example. As long as we go into our closet and we have a closet filled with clothing, even though it's not something that we want, something that we're wearing, we look at it and the space is full. So therefore, we don't suffer the emptiness from it. The same thing with whenever we are in a relationship and we know things are not going well, but isn't it better to have somebody
than to be alone? And that's a question that you get to ask yourself, because one of the first steps to letting go is to take a good hard look at the things and the people, the attachments that you have. And once you start to take a really good hard look at these attachments, you get to reflect on it, evaluate it, decide what it is that's good for you and or the things that you'd like to hold on to and why you're holding on to it, or is it something that is time to allow to go away? Now, one of the things that we are really good at is deceiving ourselves because we can make this whole picture around what we desire. And even though the person in our lives show up and they show you every way that they are not that imaginary person that you've made up, but because we want it so desperately, we want to attach those things to him or her. And as we attach those things that are not there, they tell you, that's not me, baby. That's not who I am. But we don't hear it because it's not what we want to hear. So we live into this fantasy. We get into this fantasy of thinking that this is the thing that we want. And as we get into this fantasy, we start to attach feelings to it, and they start to define us. They can be positive feelings or negative feelings. It doesn't matter. But we attach these feelings to it because we have been longing for someone to fill this empty space. And as we have been longing for someone to fill this empty space, and we gave them all the characteristics and the qualities that we desire to have that empty space filled, when the person shows up, we keep trying to put those characteristics on that person. It doesn't work that way. Now, when I talk about letting go and the art and the science of letting go, it's to really take the time to look at ourselves, look at what we're holding on to. And as we start to really understand, wait a minute, it's time for me to make a decision. It's time for me to decide, is this person or is this event, is this idea really serving me well? Is it really filling this empty space? And I can tell you right now, it's probably not, because the bulk of the time, the only way that empty space can be filled is from within, and that's another show. But because we keep looking outside ourselves for it and latching on and holding on, because we think the tighter we hold, the more that space is going to be filled up. Not going to happen. So as I go through this show today, let me just talk about some tips on letting go. And the best way to let go is to start at the beginning. One of the things that I certainly believe in is living a life of choice. I also believe in living in the moment. Because when we live in the moment, then we can accept that moment for what it is. We don't have to label it. We don't have to try to make it something that is not. We just get to accept it for what it is. And as we accept the moment for what it is, then we have no attachment to it. I have a caller. I'm going to open your mic.
Hello.
Hello. Did you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm calling from London.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my name is Sisila Yomi, and I'm calling from London.
Okay.
I just saw the information about this broadcast on the Facebook, and I just tuned in now because letting go is a subject that I would love to learn more about, and I believe it's something that everyone should try and educate themselves with, because many times we hold on to many stuff that we don't need to hold on. So I'm tuning in to listen to what advice you'll be giving today, and I'm glad to be on this broadcast.
Thank you so much. I will mute your mic, and I will go back to giving out these tips. Thank you so much for calling. And as I was saying, whenever we are looking to really live our lives the way we desire, when we want to do the things that we want, it is important to learn how to let go. When we let go, that leaves an empty spot. And as I was saying, whenever we are living in the moment, we don't get the opportunity to then be a part of all of the negative things that are going on around us. Now, let me talk about living in the moment. How many times have you been, you start out, you meet somebody and it's going great. You enjoy hanging out and you go out to lunch, dinner, breakfast, you talk on the phone. And then you start thinking, well, what are we going to name this? The very moment we start to label that interchange as a relationship, then we have to define the relationship, and expectations and attachments start to coming. What if we can just be in the moment with the person and not worry about the attachment, not worry about having to label it? Because labels sometimes bring on a lot of the attachment. One of the things we get to experience and understand is nothing is permanent. Everything changes, and as things change, what do we get to do? We get to believe that now is enough. Right now, this moment is what we have. Yesterday is already gone. Tomorrow, of course, we're looking forward to it, but we don't have any control over it. So just as we have no control over that, we get to believe that right now is enough. And then as we start to looking at our relationships and our attachment and our ideas, we get to look at how we're grasping onto things. Right? It's almost like crabs in a bucket. We keep pulling and pulling and trying to hold on to it. Or if you've seen this cat hanging on to a tree, hanging on, staying there, even though the cat could let go and land safely on the ground, what are we doing to ourselves as we go through this exchange, this life? One of the other things that we get to do is define ourselves. And as we define ourselves, which can be very difficult because we have been defined by everybody else around us, our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, whatever role we are playing, husband, wife, mother, employee, employer, entrepreneur, we have been defined by all those different roles. But when we take the time to actually sit down and define ourselves, can you imagine that we are always constantly evolving? Something today is really, really working well, and then we evolve. We also get to define ourselves in the terms that can change. When we define ourselves by those terms, then with possessions and the roles that I just spoke about, we can release the attachment to it. And releasing is simply deciding to let it go. As we talk about being in the moment, it is important to be fully present now. And when you're fully present now, joy just bubbles up and bubbles over. It's so amazing how that happened. I was talking about friendships and relationships. Man, that could really be a difficult situation because sometimes our relationship with our own family is stifling us. They don't understand. You are no longer the person you were 10, 20, 30 years ago, not even 30 minutes ago. So they are still expecting you to be whoever you were that they defined you as when you were growing up in the house together. That's not the case. So how do you get to release those relationships? What I'm saying is learn how to be your own best friend. Love yourself unconditionally. Yeah, we might all need to lose, maybe not all, but many of us need to lose 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, or not necessarily need, but desire. But love us as we are right now. Stand in the mirror and look at every unclothed, naked in the mirror, a full-length mirror. And as you look from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you stand there loving every piece of you, every crevice, every curve. You love it, love it, love it. And sometimes this will bring tears because we look at our bodies and we think, oh, my God, how did I get in this shape? Just as you got in that shape, whatever that shape is, you can change it. It's making the decision to change whatever it is, and that's a beautiful thing. So as you begin to love yourself, then you start to know that you're worthy. Your esteem goes up. You start to exude confidence. It is so amazing. Once you do that, it doesn't matter if you have to go it alone because now you can focus on your own interests. And we can be interested in so many things, but when we have so many friends pulling us here and there, we say, oh, I'll go with my friend tonight to have dinner rather than going to the theater that you had planned to go to or going to the play that would have satisfied you more. Now you get the opportunity to really love yourself and be your own best friend. Of course, you're going to interact with a lot of people, and that's okay. Because as you interact with more and more people, you get to really define who you are and who you're being. And because of that, you also get to love who you are. You get to stand in a place of being non-judgmental because there is no judgment about it. That is in the here and now. But let me talk about how we hold on to the past. How many times have you gone through your mind and you thought, Oh, if only I had. Oh, if we had. Or let it go. We cannot change the past, but we can change how we think about it. So as you begin to look at your past and to relieve the pain about whatever happened, you can change the way you think about it and create the peace in yourself. Create the peace from inside, knowing that whatever happened was what was supposed to happen at that time. And if you gave it the best that you could give it, that's all you could do. All you could do is all you can do when you know it now. And you think, oh, if I had known, but you didn't know. So as long as you're doing the best that you can, just let it go. Let it go. It's so amazing when we really get into the habit of taking some time daily. And I say daily because I think it's very important that as you take some time daily to sit with yourself. Now, I know for some of us it's going to be more difficult because we have families and all this other stuff going on. We got to take the time, even if it means getting up 10 minutes early, 20 minutes earlier, take that time for yourself. So as you take the time for yourself, you can start to evaluate. If something happened the day before and you start thinking about it and you think, well, why am I holding on to that person? Why am I staying in that relationship? I don't like the way that I'm being treated. If you don't like it, you can change it. It is just that simple. Now, as I said earlier, if it's family, you're still going to be family, but you can change the way you relate to them. You can stop your expectation that they are going to be different because I can tell you right now they are not. You can, though, accept them without judgment for who they are and where they are and continue to be peaceful in your own mind. Another tip that I'd like to give you is to open your mind. When we're talking about letting go of the past, open your mind and stop clinging to things, situations, or people because they were comfortable at that time. But now they're no longer comfortable. If they're not, then you get to move on. The only way to understand how this is going to work for you is to let it go. And when you let it go, release it to the universe and leave it there. Because we let things go and then we go back and we mull over it again and we try to recreate a relationship. Forget about it. Start anew from where you are. Because as I mentioned in my blurb, whenever we start to let go, it's going to leave some open space. And at that open space, if we look at our closet, for instance, I was talking about your clothes, when you take out all those clothes that you don't want, you don't wear, they don't fit, whatever reason, you give them to somebody that can use them and will love them. Now you have all this space in your closet. So every time you walk in there, you have that open space. But now you get the opportunity to go shopping. And that's the same thing when opportunities come to you in ideas, when they come to you in gifts. You look at this as an opportunity to find those things that satisfy you now at this stage in your life. And that is most important. So when you start to let go, it's going to open up a space for you. You don't have to rush in to feel that space. You get to be with that space for a while. Allow that space to be with you for a while. And as you start to doing that, then ideas will come to you, and you start thinking, well, perhaps this is it. Take some time to look at it. Don't rush into it because all you've done so far is let go. After that, you get to not be attached to the outcome. So when you decide, whenever you decide to let something go, be ready for your consequences. Those are your outcomes, whatever those outcomes are, because you get to let go of those too. Do not be attached to the outcome. And I can tell you, when you're not attached to the outcome, things come to you in so many different ways. I was talking to one of my clients, and she'd always been talking about what she desired. She wanted this beautiful home on the water. And it came as a condo. She couldn't see it because she had envisioned a single-family structure. So when I was talking to her, I said, wait a minute. This condo has everything that you had asked for. except it's not a single family detached home. What is your problem? She started laughing. She said, Inez, you know you're right. Everything that I desire is a gated community. They have, it's just, it's a beautiful place. She said, let me let go of that attachment or that outcome and enjoy this condo that I have been presented. So when you think about it, sometimes the outcome is not exactly as you would want. Now that you've been in it for a few months, she tells me, Inez, this is even better than the single family home because much of the upkeep and all that other stuff is shared by all the people who own the condos. Now everything is going well for her. So that's one of the things that you get to understand. By not being attached to the outcome, put it out there what you want. Know exactly what you desire. But if it comes a little bit differently, be open to receiving. And you don't need to know all of the details before you let it go. The only thing that you get to understand by releasing it is okay. Life is going to be uncertain, no matter how strong our intentions, no matter how much we think about tomorrow. But whenever we spend time thinking about tomorrow, we're losing this moment that we have today. So why not just play? Be playful about it. One of the major things about letting go is to learn and serve your purpose. When we are living in our purpose, we know who we are. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. Because as we are in our purpose, we get these intuitions, this knowledge, this knowing. We get this message, go here, go there, do this. It is so amazing. It is one of the most amazing things that can happen. Some of the things we begin to talk about was being attached to feelings. You also get to detach from your feelings. That's a major part of all of this, letting go of feelings that that hurt. If you write it down, what I like to do is write it all down that I'm releasing. And then once I write it all down when I'm releasing, I put it in a safe container, take it out back, and set it on fire. Let all that smoke go up into the universe. Let all of that go out into the universe. And then I am through with it because I've allowed it to be free. And that might be one of the rituals that you might want to start with. You might want to do something like that where you just let it all go. Let it go because it is no longer serving you. And isn't it all about being true to yourself, allowing yourself to be served by the things that you desire, allowing yourself to release those things that don't serve you anymore? It is most amazing. We are coming to the end of our show, and I am so excited that you have joined me today. I wanted to end this show with a quote from Steve Maraboli. He is with Life, the Truth, and Being Free. Steve says, incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control of what you do, have power over instead of craving control over what you don't. Let me read that again. Incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control over what you do, have power over instead of craving control over what you don't. This is by Steve Maraboli. This has been the Inez Bracey Show, and I am so thrilled that you joined me today, and hopefully this was helpful. And I see my London caller still here. Let me ask if you have a question.
I'm just glad to be on the call, and I've taken in a lot. And I hope to join you on future calls. Thank you so much for bringing up the show today. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a super day, and start releasing and letting go.
Take care.
Okay. All right, this has been the Inez Bracey Show. We will be back next week, and we will have a guest, or I will be talking about some other things. Go out and create a fantabulous week.
Remember to go to loveloyaltysuperstore.com, LOVE, LoyaltySuperstore.com today to experience the fun and the joy of shopping from the comfort of your home at 1,100 of your favorite national merchants and receive up to 30% cash rebates and 60% discounts on your purchases at LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com. Be sure to scroll down and download the Cashback Finder at LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com.